Jesus is going to get enough of this mess. Preachers, oh Jesus, we're Jesus lovers. We're Jesus people. God have mercy. They love money. They love pleasure. They love idolatry and everything else that's immoral, illegal, and condemned by God, and call themselves loving Jesus. It's the biggest mess God's ever had on his hands since Noah's day. And I'll tell you, God's going to judge this world this time by fire. People's going to know the terror of the Lord. But before the terror of the Lord comes in that form, there's a lot of forms that are mild in comparison that will come, not only through these terrorists, but like death, for instance. Old Jeremiah, in the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, said, death has come to our windows. Death has come to our windows and killed our children. It's coming to America. But just to make things short, I want to show you a few things here concerning this last day visitation of the Lord in the book of Daniel, speaking of the Antichrist and his arrival. And now the Antichrist is alive. He's in the world. His spirit is fast at work, creating the conditions, spiritually or religiously, and economically and militarily. He's going to bring the Antichrist soon to world power through the common market nations of Europe. The Pope is going to be the false prophet. And let me tell you, that Pope's getting mighty popular, and he's going to be used by the devil to be the devil's incarnate, like Christ is an incarnate of God. Two mighty prophets are going to withstand the progress that the Antichrist and false prophet will make to deceive the world and to bring them down into the abject judgments of God and destruction and hell. God's going to send two mighty prophets. Revelation, go to read that in the 11th chapter, beginning in verse 3. They'll have power to close heavens in the days of their prophecy. 3.5 years they'll face the Antichrist and the false prophet. They'll shut the heavens that it won't rain for 3.5 years. They'll call fire down from heaven on their enemies whenever anybody wants to kill them. Fire will come out of their mouth and destroy them. They'll have power to turn water to blood. They'll have power any section of the country where they preach that don't receive them in their message. They'll put plagues on them. Why do you think God's permitting two men to have such unprecedented power? To wise up God's people and show them the difference between these false prophets and between real men of God. In one last great act of mercy. And there they'll withstand. And after 3.5 years, the Antichrist and the false prophet will have power over them and kill their bodies. And they'll lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. Their enemies will begin to have a time of merrymaking and rejoicing, because the Bible said those two prophets tormented them that dwelt upon the earth. Men are going to bring God's wrath on this earth. Two preachers. Praise God, they're going to be mighty preachers. They're going to preach the truth. They're going to preach the everlasting gospel of repent and fear God, for the hour of his judgments has come. And fear him that made heaven and earth and the seas and all the fountains of waters. My God, what a message. People's not going to hear this old message of PTL and this old corrupt mess you hear every time you turn your TV on. Somebody collecting dollars, not just dollars, they want millions of dollars. Some old praying hands or some old hotel or motel building, some old junk, don't have anything to do with serving God or preaching the gospel. But here Daniel said in Daniel 7, he said, I had visions in the night, and I saw four great beasts rise up out of the sea. The first was like a lion, the second beast was like a bear, the third was like a leopard. In the fourth beast, verse 7, I saw a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Those 10 horns have arisen in Europe. That's where the seat of the beast will be, of the Antichrist, around the Mediterranean Sea in the old Roman Empire revived. And this man of sin, the Antichrist, will rule from those 10 kingdoms. And now Spain and Portugal has joined. It's just not 10 like this. Spain used to only be one nation. Now it's two nations. Those other nations are all split up differently than they were when this prophecy came. But it's going to be all those nations around the Mediterranean Sea. And this horn is the Antichrist. The fourth beast is a kingdom. The horn is the God Emperor. The ten nations are the ten kingdoms that will fall into the hands of this man of sin, the Antichrist. He'll become the greatest conqueror the world has ever known. Have the mightiest army the world's ever known. Verse 8, he considered the horns, and there came up among them a little horn, among those ten, a little horn. That's the Antichrist. Three horns were plucked up by the roots, and in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. And then he wondered about this thing. Now listen to this. Verse 15, I was grieved in my spirit, and I came near one of them that stood by and asked him the truth, and he told me, these great beasts are four. There are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. In prophecy, the earth means the organized masses of people. When it says war, it's talking about the unorganized masses of people in revolution and riots and disorders. But they're going to come up out of an organized system. The Antichrist will arise. All right? Four kings. See, three of them's already dead and gone. But said, now, I want you to know the interpretation. And said, these four kings will arise, but the saints shall possess the kingdom forever and ever. But he says, I want to know the truth of that fourth beast, which was diverse from the others, exceeding dreadful. It was a terrible beast. Now listen, that beast was so terrible, the Antichrist, he couldn't name it. He named that and looked like a lion. He named the one that looked like a bear. He named one that looked like a leopard. They weren't bears and lions and leopards. They just looked like it. But this beast was so terrible, the Antichrist system arising right here in our own generation is so terrible from this vision that Daniel and later John in Revelation 13, they couldn't even put a label on the beast and tell you what kind of thing it was. The best John could come up with said it looks like a dragon. It looks like a dragon. Well, who's ever seen a dragon? Have you? Shoot, no, we read about them, so you never seen one. They're terrible. And this thing coming up out of the earth here, out of the organized masses of humanity in the end time, our generation, he said, was terrible. It was exceeding dreadful. Its teeth were of iron. Its nails of brass. It devoured. It broke in pieces. And it stepped what was left with its feet. It jumped up and broke the whole civilization down with its terror, terrorism. What do you think is going to burn this generation down, these big skyscrapers? These nice buildings, these libraries, museums, hospitals, colleges. What do you think's going to destroy them? The surrogates of the Antichrist, God's great army to judge this generation and this nation and other nations for their crimes against God, their terrible, excessive sins. He said the ten horns, I want to know about them ten horns in the head. But mainly that little horn that came up out of one of those ten horns that had a mouth speaking great things, that had eyes, and his look was stouter than them other fellows that he was with. And I beheld, and that same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. That Antichrist is going to fight God's people. You ain't ready to be persecuted. You're not ready to live for God. And he said he persecuted them and prevailed until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given them. And he said, thus the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth. That's the revived Roman Empire. This is the Roman Empire, but the Antichrist will revive it. He said it'll be diverse from all kingdoms. It'll devour the whole earth. It'll tread it down. It'll break it in pieces. And he, that's that little horn, shall speak great words against the Most High and wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand for time and times and a dividing of time. 3 1/2 years, God's saints will be brought into abject and fiery persecution from the surrogates of the Antichrist, these terrorists that are brooding and are in hiding to a great extent. But they're going to come out and overrun the government of the U.S. and every government in this world. They're going to fall. I want to show you this very briefly here. In knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men to live holy. Let me tell you, folks, this is no plaything. You think you're going to overcome the Antichrist, How are you going to overcome him when you can't even overcome sin of the devil right now? Live holy.